And so we have seen tonight the lights, and we've heard parts of the story of a story that we know so well. And as you may have experienced at other parts of the year, particularly around Maundy Thursday and Good Friday before Easter, there's an extinguishing of the lights as we grieve the loss that is to come. And yet at Christmas, at the end of this Advent, this new beginning, we experience something that we've never experienced before. Each and every year, something new, something sacred, and a new beginning. The brightening of the lights. And how with each week through Advent, it grows brighter even still. We light the final, the Christ candle on Christmas Eve. And through what you've experienced tonight, different lights and candles that represent the characters and the story of what tonight is all about. And we can choose to be spectators, again, to a story that we know so well, that hasn't had too many changes in the details for thousands of years, but one that we seem to wait for and anticipate each and every year. But the temptation on a night like this is to simply just remain spectators, to listen and to wonder and to wait again until the story comes around next year. And really, I think there's something to understand about that. I mean, in some ways, it's hard to relate to the story. I mean, some of the characters, if you look on this table, the lights that have been lit, Mary and Joseph, are so unlike any experience that I've been through. Or even an angel. I mean, my mother will insist you, that's about as far from me as you can probably get. But there's another set of lights. The shepherds. And the shepherds are a little bit different from every other light that's been lit tonight. Because unlike Mary and Joseph and the angels who are more caught up in the circumstances of the story, there's very little choice that they have this night in vacancy signs or taxes or being called and chosen and favored by God. The shepherds simply seem to find themselves the third shift workers at the right place at the right time. And as the heavens kind of erupted around them, as this chorus of voices and of light and of music, go and see that a Savior was born. And this will be a sign to you that you will find him wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. And again, as heaven began to sing its praise of this night, of what would happen that was so incredible, the shepherds then chose afterwards to look each other in the eye and decide what to do next. And I guess for some, maybe they could have kind of brushed it off, maybe as a lack of sleep, as a hallucination, maybe something that they'd eaten earlier in the day. But they said to each other, let us go and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. And they chose to go and see this baby and look him face to face. And as they came, again, it really wasn't sort of anything casual. It's that they were overcome in this moment as they walked into that space. As all of a sudden they began bubbling with the details of a story that really only become known to them maybe just several minutes or just a short time ago. Not being able to wait to tell Mary and Joseph everything that had been told to them. They're really the first ones out of this entire candle set that have been let in on a great big secret. The first ones to whom it is announced that the Savior, that the Messiah is born. And then they made a second decision that night. As they kind of collected themselves, as they kind of got their stories the way that they wanted, as they kind of laughed and kind of rubbed their head or shook their head and kind of went along on their night, They then began to share the story and the experience of everything that they had seen that night. And became the first evangelists and the first testimony that God had come down for us. Not just for those who receive visits from angels, and not just those who are upright and have everything put together and are favored by God, but the ones that seem to be at a time favored by nobody, who are simply going about their jobs in the middle of the night in a profession that very few wanted to associate with. That Christ has come down for each and every one of us. See, in so many ways, the shepherd's part of the story is our story. It's really the only role that we can really relate to. But even more than just the roles of the story, it's their choice to participate rather than just to spectate. To hear what God is telling them, but then to go and to stare it in the eye. And once they have seen the truth of what God has done for us, they then cannot help but go and to tell it to the world. That Christ is born to us today. A Savior. A Lord. For each and every one of us. We choose to see this Savior. In a story that was true thousands of years ago, and a story that is true to us tonight, that God has come down for us. And not just anymore to live in our midst, but to live inside each and every one of us. So that the story that we go to tell isn't just empty words and a story that we've heard before, but it is the very life of God. Life and bread and light to the world. You are the shepherds. You carry a story, and you carry a role in this world that no one else does. Able to show with your life how much God has transformed us through such a simple act as showing up. And yet it becomes good news that transforms the entire world. And as we are the latest comers to this story, thousands of years after it has happened, we still receive it with life. We still receive it with joy. And we give it away to the world for free as God has come freely for us. And on this Christmas Eve, as those shepherds together, we have come to see what the Lord has told us. To come and to think and to reflect and to stare this story in the face and to see, by God, it is true that God is here. One of the ways that we worship together and one of the ways that we take His life and His light into the world is through sharing a meal together. Through the breaking of bread. And through that, we experience not just a story that we've heard before, but we experience a story that God has made true to us time and time again. We think of not just what He has done for us today, but we think back on everything that He has done for us over our entire lives. And as we stare closer and closer, as those shepherds did that night, we see that there are moments that we have missed that have His fingerprints and His face all over them. And we fall more in love with the story and the light. And like those shepherds, we begin to bubble up and we cannot help but to tell the story of what God has done for us. But when Jesus came down, as He was born in the manger, as He was raised by His parents, as He grew and drew around disciples and friends and followers, He showed us what this story can do to the world. When faith is turned to action, when love is turned towards others, and the story that we have heard, we begin to participate in and to help to change this world.